This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure has caused power outages across large parts of the country, piling more damage onto Ukraine's already battered power network and adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. Authorities said 3 people were killed and 11 wounded in a strike in Kyiv, and another 4 people were killed and 35 wounded in the wider Kyiv region. Russia has been pounding the power grid and other facilities with missiles and exploding drones for weeks. The European Parliament on Wednesday voted on a resolution labeling Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism for its invasion of and actions in Ukraine.
We move on the resolution on recognizing the Russian Federation as a state sponsor of terrorism. There is a joint motion for a resolution tabled by 3 groups. We vote first on paragraph 1, original text by roll call. Vote is open.
The 27-nation EU has condemned in the harshest terms the invasion and repeatedly said that several Russian actions over the past 10 months have amounted to war crimes. The World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say measles immunization has dropped significantly since the coronavirus pandemic began, resulting in a record high of nearly 40 million children missing a vaccine dose last year. In a report issued Wednesday, WHO and the CDC said there were about 9 million measles infections and 128,000 deaths worldwide last year. WHO and CDC said continued drops in vaccination means that, quote, measles is an imminent threat in every region of the world. This is VOA News. An agreement has been struck which could mean the adoption of a ceasefire in the violence-torn east of the Democratic Republic of Congo as soon as late as Friday, Angola's foreign minister has said. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president had been meeting Rwanda's foreign minister on Wednesday as tensions soar between the neighbors amid bloody militia violence on their border. Eastern DRC has witnessed fierce fighting in recent months between Congolese troops and the M23 rebel group. Nigeria has unveiled a new design currency notes that the West African nation's central bank says will help curb inflation and money laundering. At the unveiling of the notes Wednesday, the governor of Nigeria's central bank said the new notes of higher denominations also would drive financial inclusion and economic growth, but experts are skeptical about such results in a country that has battled chronic corruption for decades, with government officials known to loot public funds that has caused more hardship for the many struggling with poverty. The suspect in the nightclub shooting in the U.S. state of Colorado is denied bail, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
An El Paso County court judge has ordered the alleged shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, held without bail. The next hearing in the case is December 6th. Aldrich is facing possible murder and hate crime charges following the fatal shooting of 5 people at a gay nightclub. The suspect was beaten into submission by patrons during the Saturday night shooting at Club Q and was released from the hospital Tuesday. During a video appearance from jail Wednesday, Aldrich was slumped over in a chair with injuries visible to the face and head. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police and witnesses say a manager at a Walmart in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia pulled out a handgun before a routine employee meeting and began firing widely in the break room, killing 6 people and injuring at least 6 others. It's the country's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. Germany's players covered their mouths before their team photo before their opening World Cup match to protest against FIFA following the governing body's clampdown on the One Love armband. Then they went out and surprisingly lost to Japan 2-1. Belgium's foreign minister wore the One Love armband when she met with FIFA president Gianni Infantino at her country's World Cup match against Canada. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.